Extract 1. You will hear two people talking about a problem at work. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
One of my colleagues is always complaining about his job, or moaning about our boss, or the company's management. It's making other team members dissatisfied, because some of his complaints are true, and it's created a very negative atmosphere. I've tried to speak to him about it, but now he just thinks I'm trying to be the boss's favourite.
Well, I'm not trying to question your analysis of the problem or your motives for trying to sort it out, but I do suspect you've gone about trying to solve it in a way that casts you, however unjustly, as a bit of a self-important bore. Why don't two or three of you put your complaints to your boss in a fair and constructive way? And it might be a good idea to involve your unhappy colleague in that.
Now you will hear the recording again.
One of my colleagues is always complaining about his job, or moaning about our boss, or the company's management. It's making other team members dissatisfied, because some of his complaints are true, and it's created a very negative atmosphere. I've tried to speak to him about it, but now he just thinks I'm trying to be the boss's favourite.
Well, I'm not trying to question your analysis of the problem or your motives for trying to sort it out, but I do suspect you've gone about trying to solve it in a way that casts you, however unjustly, as a bit of a self-important bore. Why don't two or three of you put your complaints to your boss in a fair and constructive way? And it might be a good idea to involve your unhappy colleague in that.
Extract 2. You will hear two people talking about how the woman got her job. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
I'm glad you persuaded me to go to the recruitment fair. It was nothing like I thought it would be.
Yes, it was really interesting.
I was quite sure that I would become a translator before I went to the fair, because I was just about to finish my degree in modern languages. I wandered up to a stall that was promoting careers in public relations, just to have a nose, really. I was blown away. It seemed perfect to suit my skills and interests.
Well, I'd been looking for a job in the papers and in employment agencies, and I didn't find anything at the fair. But one of the employees I spoke to there passed on my CV to the marketing and business development manager, and a week later I was invited for an interview. I couldn't believe my luck when they offered me the position.
Now you will hear the recording again.
I'm glad you persuaded me to go to the recruitment fair. It was nothing like I thought it would be.
Yes, it was really interesting.
I was quite sure that I would become a translator before I went to the fair, because I was just about to finish my degree in modern languages. I wandered up to a stall that was promoting careers in public relations, just to have a nose, really. I was blown away. It seemed perfect to suit my skills and interests.
Well, I'd been looking for a job in the papers and in employment agencies, and I didn't find anything at the fair. But one of the employees I spoke to there passed on my CV to the marketing and business development manager, and a week later I was invited for an interview. I couldn't believe my luck when they offered me the position.
Extract 3. You will hear two people talking about the man's job as a prison officer. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
It's not just a job for men, you know, and it's a career where you can achieve promotion very quickly.
What's the salary like?
Typically, graduates who join can expect to earn £28,000 within a year and achieve two promotions within the first 2 years. Of course, you can join up straight from school, but it will take you longer to get to a higher position, such as management.
To be honest, I don't think I could ever do your job. You've got to be out of your mind to want to work with dangerous people like that. Plus, I wouldn't have the courage to face violent criminals. You never know what they're going to do next.
Well, I just wanted to be sure of a career where I could do well without having to wait until I was a lot older.
Now you will hear the recording again.
It's not just a job for men, you know, and it's a career where you can achieve promotion very quickly.
What's the salary like?
Typically, graduates who join can expect to earn £28,000 within a year and achieve two promotions within the first 2 years. Of course, you can join up straight from school, but it will take you longer to get to a higher position, such as management.
To be honest, I don't think I could ever do your job. You've got to be out of your mind to want to work with dangerous people like that. Plus, I wouldn't have the courage to face violent criminals. You never know what they're going to do next.
Well, I just wanted to be sure of a career where I could do well without having to wait until I was a lot older.
That's the end of part 1.